Watch programs on your schedule with the KPBS Plus streaming service. See new episodes of Nature and Nova, latest news from PBS NewsHour and KPBS Evening Edition, local shows like Ken Kramer's About San Diego. Learn more at kpbs.org/kpbsplus. Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Friday, June 26th. The county is hiring 122 people to verify new work requirements for CalFresh. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. Yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled on a case that originated right here in San Diego. The ruling says people must first physically step foot into the U.S. before they can apply for asylum. The ruling conversely finds that the Trump administration is legally allowed to block, prevent, or deter any asylum seekers from crossing into or actually reaching the U.S. Supporters of the ruling consider it a big win for immigration enforcement, while those who oppose it feel it will only further endanger the lives of vulnerable persons seeking refuge in the U.S. Starting July 1st, the city of San Diego will swap the last of its black trash bins for gray ones. The swap will happen on scheduled collection days. The city says the new bins will help ensure, quote, only eligible households receive service at the level they select. Customers are billed based on that level. Officials say the new bins are more durable, easy to identify, and include clear sorting reminders on the lid to help residents know what goes where. The 2026 FIFA World Cup is rolling along. And in continued celebration of San Diego as a border region, both the United States and Mexico are moving on to the knockout stage. Mexico has managed to already make history. NBC News reports that for the first time ever, Mexico has won all three of its group matches. The United States also won their assigned group, also locking up a spot in the approaching knockout stage. Good luck to both of the FIFA World Cup host teams. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Before a producer hits record or before a journalist picks up a pen, someone like you notices something and wants to understand it. Every day, we invite you to keep asking questions like why and who and how. Because NPR begins with questions, not conclusions. And your right to curiosity is a right worth protecting.
San Diego County supervisors voted unanimously to approve a new budget yesterday. It creates more than 100 new positions to administer CalFresh. As Kevin Trevelin reports, the county's tab for the food assistance program is growing due to recent federal cuts.
H.R. 1, dubbed the One Big Beautiful Bill, cut a fifth of the federal food assistance budget after it was signed into law last summer. The legislation also created new work requirements for CalFresh. San Diego County Supervisor Monica Montgomery Stepp said the changes from H.R. 1 could leave more than 93,000 county CalFresh recipients without access.
Taking food away from struggling families does not build stronger communities. It creates instability, hardship, and a greater risk of homelessness.
San Diego County supervisors are standing up 122 new staff positions to verify the new work requirements. The county is also spending nearly $16 million to backfill administrative costs that the feds are shifting to local governments. Not everyone on the board appreciated the backfill spending, which came from county reserve funds. Supervisor Jim Desmond said concern over new CalFresh work requirements is overblown.
This is fear-mongering, and it tries to make the public think the sky is falling and everyone's going to lose food and health care. They're not.
The new budget goes into effect next month. Kevin Trevelin, KPBS News.
In other money-related news, water will soon cost more across the region. Reporter Jacob Ayer says the County Water Authority approved a 3% rate increase for 2027 yesterday.
The water utility says an increase is necessary in order to meet revenue requirements, operational needs, and fiscal goals. Leaders with the organization say the rate hike is painful, but the 3% overall increase in the coming year is below the national rate of inflation and down from earlier projections of close to 6%. Nick Serrano is the Water Authority's board chair.
This is the lowest rate adjustment in recent memory here at the San Diego County Water Authority. A lot of this has to do with costs that are outside of the authority's control, much like home budgets across San Diego County and business budgets, where the cost of really everything is increasing, cost of energy, the cost of construction.
The County Water Authority says similar 3% yearly water rate increases are expected through 2032. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
Federal law enforcement is reminding San Diegans about the dangers and consequences of buying guns for people legally disqualified from having them. Reporter Andrew Dyer has more from the federal building downtown.
Authorities say so-called straw purchases of firearms are one of the major sources of guns for gangs and cartels. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives Special Agent Joe Medina says buyers don't always realize they're breaking the law.
Too often, individuals involved in straw purchasing believe they are simply doing a favor for a friend or a family member or making quick money.
But purchasing a gun for someone not legally able to do it themselves is a serious crime with serious consequences. Here's San Diego U.S. Attorney Adam Gordon.
What's particularly important right now in the San Diego region is to highlight the impact in the community. That's both here in San Diego as well as the violence that occurs in Tijuana based on firearms coming from the United States.
People convicted of straw purchasing firearms can face 15 years in prison and up to a $250,000 fine. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
A half-century fight to save an Emerald Hills green space for a park may soon be decided. Reporter Katie Heisen looked into the dispute.
At a high point in Emerald Hills sit 31 acres that have become a battleground. The property gives a 360-degree view from Mexico to La Jolla. From his backyard, Kenny Key can climb up a steep slope and take it in.
Every morning, I'm able to wake up, look to the east, and see the sun come up over San Miguel. And then I track the sun all the way over, and I catch sunsets going down between Coronado Bridge.
Key's mother bought their home in the early 70s. Redlining had recently ended. The Hilltop property had been a country club and golf course.
Blacks weren't allowed to play up here. Blacks weren't allowed to build up here. So when we came up here, it's like upgrade, you know?
Key was seven.
As kids, it was kind of like Little Rascals up here. I'm serious. Go-karts, slingshots.
There used to be a drive-in movie theater below the hill. From up high, the neighborhood kids could tune in for free.
We'd be on our roof, on my roof, or up on the hill with blankets growing up, watching the latest thing every week.
A broadcast station owner bought the property and put up two radio towers. Key says the kids used to dream instead of what he calls SeaWorld towers, something visitors could ride up to take in the view. He never let go of that dream.
We need more than housing. We need amenities that were promised to us in the 70s and denied us up until this very day.
The Trust for Public Land measured San Diego's park equity this year. They found residents living in San Diego's black and brown neighborhoods, like Emerald Hills, have about a third of the nearby park space that white neighborhoods have. The neighbors have been asking for a park here since at least 1978. The 2015 community plan marks this property for a possible park. So it came as a shock to those neighbors when they heard of the plan to build 123 homes there instead. Each lot could add two additional units. Mark Santos has been living next to the lot since 1995.
They want to make it to where only a few people can benefit from that view instead of this community, which has been underserved and promised so much for so long with no deliveries.
The city considers southeastern San Diego an environmental justice community. It's overburdened by pollution, heat, and lack of green space. When neighbors looked at a zoning map, it didn't appear 123 homes were allowed there. On a similarly sized lot in La Jolla, developers are only proposing 18 homes. Neighbors dug for an answer and found a footnote in city code. It allowed for much denser development, but only in the black and brown, low-income neighborhoods of southeastern San Diego. It added to this feeling Santos has of being played.
Seems like we were really cut out of the backroom deals.
Sage Gonzalez-Walding chairs the neighborhood's community planning group.
Organizing a community that's already really working hard just to live in this time is asking a lot.
Advocating to save the green space has taken a lot of hours of unpaid labor.
I think burnout is real. And when you are in communities of concern like ours, you wonder if that's not the ploy, right? Is this the plan?
Despite the challenges, the community did organize. They convinced the city council to repeal the footnote. But city staff said stopping already complete development applications could violate state law, including the development proposed for the Radio Towers lot. San Diego is in a housing crisis. The San Diego Housing Federation estimates about 150,000 more homes are needed. Before Walding, Andrea Hateru chaired the planning group. She says that number shouldn't be the only goal.
It's not just about rooftops. The community matters. You can put the most beautiful housing and a number of housing in the South Pole, but if it doesn't have the amenities that you need, there's no point in the housing. So south of 94, before you put density here, we need amenities. We've been waiting for decades.
Hateru thinks the stakes for this property are high.
Once you get a world-class park, a destination-type park on that hill, you're going to attract business. You need something of a huge scale, and this parcel can do that.
The group appealed the housing development on every category the city of San Diego has. The hearing is scheduled for July 7th. Walding will be among those making their case in a dispute she says reflects our times.
You know, you can't make more land. You just can't. Land has become the commodity of this century.
Katie Heisen, KPBS News.
Haitians began settling in Tijuana in 2016. A decade later, they've built a vibrant and growing community. Reporter Gustavo Solis visited a Haitian restaurant in Tijuana as they watched their country play in the World Cup.
He shoots. He scores. Haiti was eliminated from the FIFA World Cup Wednesday. But you wouldn't know it from listening to this watch party at a Haitian restaurant in Tijuana.
Mira, estamos feliz. Aquí en Tijuana, estamos como si estuviéramos en nuestro país.
Evans Jean-Louis is one of more than 6,000 Haitians who now call Tijuana home. This is Haiti's first World Cup appearance in more than half a century. Jean-Louis says it has given Haitians everywhere a reason to celebrate. Viviane Petit-Ferry owns the restaurant, La Culacay.
El Mundial es una ventana para exponer como el Haití que ellos ocultan.
She's also a community organizer and says the World Cup is an opportunity to show the world that Haiti is much more than the violence and chaos often portrayed in international media. Gustavo Solis, KPBS News.
As we do for you each and every Friday, here are some weekend event ideas for you and yours. This Friday, if you're feeling just a bit emo, then Music Box SD has you covered with the Emo Night Tour. Enjoy classic tunes from My Chemical Romance, Panic at the Disco, and more. You can visit musicboxsd.com for tickets and more info. On both Saturday and Sunday, you and the kiddos can take part in the grand reopening of the Fleet Science Center. County residents, college students, and active duty military can enjoy 50% off their on-site entry fee on both days. The Science Center says this is the first major renovation of the Science Center since the 90s. And as it's the fourth Sunday in June, you can join the county for their trail trek. It's a 4.5-mile long hike happening at the Wilderness Gardens County Preserve. Whatever you do this weekend, enjoy. That's it for the podcast today. This podcast is edited by Brooke Ruth and hosted and produced by me, Lawrence K. Jackson. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
Hey, KPBS has partnered with StoryCorps for the One Small Step program. We invite you to sign up to have a conversation with a person that may have different views, so you may talk, not about politics, but to understand each other better. Sign up at kpbs.org/onesmallstep.